Hi there. The word for today is on the confessions of a secret sinner. This is the last in a five-day series. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7 says, man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Pastor and author John MacArthur says, Jesus' exposition of the law is a devastating blow against the lie that image is everything. Secret sin is especially abhorrent, and for three reasons. Number one, God sees the heart. In fact, if we realize that He's the only audience, we'd be less inclined to write it off. It's folly to mitigate sin by keeping it private. It's double folly to think you're better than others because you sin privately. And it's the height of folly to conceal it. Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, he who covers his sins will not prosper. Here's the second reason. Sinful thoughts originate from the same source as sinful deeds. When Jesus said hatred carries the same guilt as murder and that lust is the essence of adultery, he wasn't saying there's no difference in degree. He was saying that a lustful person has no right to feel superior to a fornicator. The fact that somebody thinks such thoughts proves they're capable of immoral acts, and someone who hates his brother already has murder lurking in his heart. And third, hypocrisy compounds hidden sin. Why? Because it means covering it up. Jesus called hypocrisy in Luke 12 verse 1 the leaven of the Pharisees. Why? Because it compounds itself like leaven. It sears your conscience and paves the way to other character-damaging sins. When somebody tries to tell you appearances are everything, don't buy it. Your secret life is a litmus test of your character. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as he thinks within himself, so is he. If you want to know who you really are, look at your private life. Then gaze in the mirror of God's word and allow him to disclose, correct, and cleanse the thoughts and intents of your heart. And that's the word for you today.